the Gemara initially thinks that maybe we should learn it from Gerushin. V'shilach melamed shu'o se shliach, v'shilcha melamed shu'o se shliach, and even shliach o se shliach. Different makaros for the concept of shlichus in Gerushin. But says the Gemara, we know that the Mishnah, Mishnayos and Kiddushin say that you can be Mekadosh and Isha with shlichus as well. So shlichus is not limited to Gerushin, it applies in Kiddushin too. How do you know shlichus in Kiddushin? So the Gemara comes around after a little bit of back and forth. It says that V'yotzav ha'hoysa, the Hekesh Havaya Liyitzia, compares Gerushin to Kiddushin. And therefore I can learn the concept of shlichus by Kiddushin from Gerushin. But says the Gemara, those are not the only areas in the Torah that we have Shluchos Shalom Kemosam. It's not limited to Gerushin and Kiddushin. Hafroshas Trum is another area where we have Shlichus. How do I know Shlichus by Hafroshas Trum? That's where the Gemara picks up on the bottom. The Lahadit Nan Homele Shluchot Tzei Trum Torim Knas Balabayis Din Eino Yodea Danz Balabayis Torim Bebeinu Nesecha Mechamishim Piches Asara Hosef Asara Chumasu Trum. The whole Mishnah that says that a shliach can be mafresh trumas and maisis for the balabayas. If he doesn't know the das of the balabayas, so then he's torim echa mechamishim 150. That's the average, right? That's the average for truma. Ayin yofer is 140th. It's a little bit more. Ayin ra is 160th. A little bit less. But if you don't know the das of the balabayas, to be torim b'mida beinonis echa mechamishim. Says the Mishnah, piches asara hosef asara chumasa truma. The fact is that even if the shliach was Torah more or less by a tenth, right? Either 140th or 160th. It's still truma, so truma. We see there's a koach to a shliach. Shlucha shalom kamosa by truma. So how do I know that? Menolam that hafrashas, that shlichos works by hafrashas truma. Says the Gemara, v'chi temed yalach migerishin, mala gerishin shken yeshtan chol. You can't learn Hafreshes Truma from Gerushin, because Gerushin is called Truma is Kodesh. It's not Kodshim, but it's also Kodesh. So perhaps Shluchos Shalom Kamosa only works in the realm of Chol, but not by Kodesh. Amakra, Atem Gam Atem, Lirabos Es HaShliach. Says the Gemara, how do I know Shlichus by Hafreshes Truma? Atem Gam Atem. Where does the Pasuk say Atem Gam Atem? Nowhere. The Pasuk says Gam Atem, right? Kein Tarimu Gam Atem Chumas Hashem. Gam atem, what's gam atem? Kein tarimu atem. Gam atem means atem, gam atem. Just like you can be mafresh truma, and I said the bailam can be mafresh truma, so too a shliach. Shliach is nisraba from gam. V'nichta rachmana b'truma v'neisu hanach v'nigru minei. Oh, so once I have a pasuk of atem, gam atem to teach me shlichus vay hafreshes truma, so what do I need? Why do I need a pasuk by Gerushin and Kiddushin? I don't need a pasuk by Gerushin. I don't need Havaya Liyitzia by Kiddushin. I can learn from Truma. No. Truma is a davakal. It's Yeshna b'machshava. Nizrashi says, no sinena b'tzadzeh v'ocha b'tzadzeh d'chsiv v'nechshav v'nechshav lachem chumaschem v'nechshav lachem chumaschem. A strange phrase. V'nechshav means that Truma is chal b'machshava. That even if a person has a thought, not just a dibur, not just a maisa, but even just a thought that he wants a certain chelik of his tefuah to be truma and the rest of it, it's chal, the truma is chal. So says the Gemara, I can't learn shluchos shalom kamosa by Gerushin and Kiddushin from truma, because truma is more chal. Just like we thought that Gerushin and Kiddushin are more chal than truma, because yeshnam chol, truma is more chal than Gerushin and Kiddushin, because it's chal b'machshava. So I think maybe Shluchos Shalom Kamosa only by Truma, not by Gerushin and Kiddushin. So that's why I need a special pasuk by Gerushin, and then I have the Yotzav HaHaisa to teach me Kiddushin from Gerushin. That's the Gemara. So let's take apart this Gemara piece by piece. First, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. We're trying to learn Shlichus by Truma. The Gemara says if the Shliach doesn't know the Das of the Balabai, it's Torah Bebeninus Echa Mechamishim. Echa Mechamishim. A shear of 150. Where does the shear come from? That's a shear deraisa, the rabbanon. Well, what's the shear? It's a shear derabbanon. Chazal added a shear to truma. It's not in the Torah. It doesn't say 150th in the Torah. What does it say in the Torah?
No amount.
No amount. What's the pasuk? Reishis degan chatiroshcha v'yitzarecha v'reishis geis son chatiten. That's what the pasuk says. No amount, as Ilan says. Right? As Ilan points out. Pasuk in Parashat Shoftim. Reishis the gun chatiroshcha v'yitzarecha v'reishis geis son chatitenlo. What does titenlo mean? The Torah doesn't tell you what titenlo means. So the Chachamim say that the mida beinonis is 150th. Right? If you have, let's say, 100 bushels, so the mida beinonis of truma is 2 bushels out of 100, 1/50. The midah ra'ah, the ayin ra'ah, is 1/60, a little bit less. The midah, the ayin yafa, is 1/40. But these shiurim the chachamim added. What's the shiur d'araisa for truma? Before you talk about shlichus, you first have to understand truma, hafrashas truma. What's it all about? So Rashi has a comment here that's really remarkable. Rashi says, "Hatruma lo nera bashirma for shalareishes degoncha v'afilu kolshim." Rashi says that in a Torah, even a kolshu is enough for truma. There's no need to have a shir. There's no shir b'chlal. A kolshu. You have 100 bushels. You don't even need 1 bushel. Just one grain. As the Gemara later on at the end of the second parak says, chita achas koteres esakri. That's the lashon of Shmuel. Even a chita achas, one chita, can pater the entire kri. That's enough to be matir, to mimsaken the whole kri from tevel. There's no way to tevel. Once you mafir truma. So even a chita achas can pater the entire kri. Min haTorah. Lechora, it's a little bit strange. You read the Rashi, you look up the pasuk. If you don't look up the pasuk, you just see Reishis Degonchas. You say, okay, I feel a kosher, fine. But if you read the pasuk, there's a phrase in the pasuk that seems difficult. And before you get to Shlichos, you first have to understand Hafrashas Truma, what's it about? What phrase in the pasuk is a problem according to Rashi? Minator, who said that? Titanlo, the Kiva, good. Titanlo, the pasuk says Titanlo. Doesn't just say Reishis Degonchas. It says Titanlo. What does Titanlo mean? Chora Nesina, Akedei Nesina, sounds like a Dabar Choshuv. Right? Chita Achas Patera Se Sakri sounds like a Koshu, but that's not what Titanlo means. Titanlo Nestama means a Nesina. Chora, it's a little bit of a Pella. The Halacha happens to be that, I mean, as the Gemara says at the end of the second paragraph, the Chita Achas is enough, but how can Chita Achas be enough? If you need Titanlo, if you need a Nesina, Nesina L'Chora should mean a Dabar Choshuv. What does it mean, a davar chashuv? Can you prove to me that nesina might not mean a davar chashuv? From a sugya that we've, some sugyas that we've seen? Where do we find that even a kosher who works even less than a shavat pruta? In what case? Chalipin, exactly. Kalanim b'kliyapa b'sha'im bo shavat pruta. And yet it says v'nosan regarding chalipin. So that already sets bells off in your head that maybe titanlo doesn't always mean adav chashuv. So that's what Tosim Sachin picks up on. Tosim Sachin is talking about tashlumei truma. Right? There's a machlokas Tanakam and Abishol in the Braisim Sachim. We know the din is that if a person eats truma b'shoge, he has to pay keren v'chomesh. He pays the principal, the amount that he ate, plus he has to pay a fifth more. It's a knas. That dafka if he eats truma b'shogeg, if he eats b'mezid, that's even worse. But we don't give him the ability to pay the chomish, right? The chomish is only for tashlumei truma b'shogeg. So how much do you have to eat in order to be chayav kerem b'chomish? So Tanakama says a kizayis, ha'ochel kizayis, you chayav kerem b'chomish. Abishol says it has to have a shavar pruta. Without eating a shavar pruta, there's no chayav of kerem b'chomish. And how do we know that? Different sukkim, the ish kiyochel kodesh b'shkoga, kiyochel sounds like achila, kizayis. Abishol learns from the word v'nosan, v'ein nesina pochos mishavapruta, there's no nesina less than shavapruta, so therefore nosan teaches me it has to be a shavapruta, not to be chayakem v'chomish. This is the machlokas in the Gemara Pesachim. The Tosas Yisakashi says, why does Abishol think that a nesina has to be a shavapruta? We have nesinas that are not a shavapruta. What's a nesina that's not a shavapruta? He says, I'll give you an example. Truma. Makayim l'anchita achas v'teres esakri, afo gav d'chziv bein nesina d'chziv titanlo. It says titanlo by truma, and nevertheless both can work even b'koldehu. V'gabiget nami. Oh, get is also an example where v'nosan doesn't necessarily mean adavah choshu. Right? I mean a koso al isurei ano akasha. I forgot to siv v'nosan biyada. Vinas, another nesina. So, by truma, by gittin, by chalipin, it says vinasan, and nevertheless, it doesn't have to be a davar choshev. So, why does Abishol learn by truma that it has to be a davar choshev? So, Tosas gives an answer. Abishol says that tashlumei truma is similar to tashlumei gezel. Hashavas gezel only exists b'shavah pruta. Right? There's an issa gezel even profit b'shavah pruta, but the chiyav to to be meishiv the gezel lasali b'shavah pruta, Abishol learns tashlumei tshuva from Hashavah's gezel, so therefore he says it can't be less than a shavah pruta. But the assumption of Tosfos didn't change. The maskana, the teretz of Tosfos, is not against that assumption. The assumption of Tosfos is that Nesina doesn't necessarily mean a shavah pruta. Dafka over here, Nesina might mean a shavah pruta because there's a comparison. Tashlumei tshuva is compared to other things. But really fundamentally, titen lo doesn't have to mean a shavah pruta. You see from the kash of Tosis that they felt that even though the Pasuk says titen lo by truma, that doesn't mean it has to be a davar chashiv. It doesn't have to be a kezayis. It doesn't have to be a shavah pruta. It can even be a kolshu. Just like by chalip and kana v'kli, hava b'shem bo shavah pruta. And Isuri Ano works by get, even though it says in us something there as well. Titen lo doesn't necessarily even have to be a davar chashiv. So that's the mokah for Rashi. Rashi says that even a kol shu is enough for truma. It says titen lo. Tosim Sachem says it's not a kasha to begin with. The whole kasha doesn't begin. Because titen lo doesn't necessarily mean a davar chashiv by truma. Taka doesn't. It means even a kol shu. I saw a hand. Noah? Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Tosim's answer kind of is like a spare reading of Abishol tomorrow.
Okay, but we're not learning Pesachim now, so we can talk after Shir about that. But the kasha of Tosim, I think, doesn't change the maskon. Right? Okay. So if we were learning Lamed Beis and Sochem, we could talk about that at greater length. The Rashi Mishnah in his Tosfos and Sochem, he offers the exact opposite answer, incredibly enough. He says, maybe Chita Achas, Lav Dafka. Right, the Gemara says, Chita Achas, Muteras, Esakri, Zok the Rashi Mishnah, who says Chita Achas? Maybe it means a Shavah Pruta. Well, the Chita Achas maybe has to be worth a lot. Fascinating, right? He's so won over by the word titen lo that he says that chita achas is lav dafka. It means a little bit. It doesn't mean a kol shehu like Rashi tells us. Dr. Rashi Mishnah, no. He has the Rashi Mishnah we know is on the side of the Mishnayos and Zeroyim. So in Psachim he has a special Tosfos which is printed in a separate sefer. He suggests maybe chitachas is taka lav dafka, that you really need a shavah pruta, you need a nesina choshev, because it says titen lo. The exact opposite of Tosis. Tosim Sochim says if chitachas poteres esakri, that proves that titen lo of truma is not a davar choshev, so nesina doesn't have to be a davar choshev. Comes to Rashi Shan says, oh, no, faker, nesina has to be a davar choshev. How exactly he explains gittin, right? How he explains gittin and chalipin veisachnish. That's not for us. But in terms of truma, he says no. The daka has to be a davar choshev. That's what titen lo tells me. Maybe he learns that titen is not the same as vinosa. Vinosa might mean maybe even a kol shu, but titen epis is different. I don't know. Just a thought. Right, it says v'nosan by chalipin and by get, but it says titen by truma, so maybe titen is different, titen has to be a davar choshev, but that's his shita. Comes the Tosis Rid at the end of the second parak, and he says a briskevot. He says, no, you can have your cake and eat it too. You can have the pasuk titen, and yet, you might not need a davar choshev, but, right, excuse me, you can have the pasuk titen, which requires a davar choshev, and yet, Chita achas can pata the kri. How is that possible? How can you straddle both sides of the fence? So says the Tosis Rid, there really are two parts to Hafrosha's truma. There's the Hafrosha, and there's the mitzvah's nesina to the Kohen. Two parts to truma. But you see, makshim v'atitin loksiv v'bina k'de nesina k'dashina gabireisha sages. You see, the kash of the Tosis Rid is that the Gemara in Chulin says, by Reishas Hagez, you really need a Kedei Nesina, you need a Davar Choshev. So that the problem is it's in the same Pasuk. That's really the tricky point. In Truma, it's not clear. Chitachas Boteres Esakri sounds like you don't need a Kedei Nesina. But the Gemara in Chulin says, Beferish, by Reishas Hagez, that you do need a Kedei Nesina. And if they're in the same Pasuk, it sounds like you need a Davar Choshev by Truma too. Here, Lila Tarei says the Tosis Rid. The Vavade mitzvah liten lo davar choshev. Avada is a mitzvah to give a davar choshev to the kohen. You need a kedei nesina to the kohen. Mitzvah nesina. And Pochasin leoni bagorim mechatzik kavchitim mekav saorim. The Mishnah in Peah talks about the nesina chashuva that you have to give to an oni for meiser oni. Midazu amura bekohen beleviim beYisrael. Not midazu chamura. It's a misprint in the Tosis Rid. Amura, Bekorin, and Belevim, Be'Yisrael, is a mita. Right? You got to be mechalek truma begorin lakodim amaiserishon la levim. You have to give a kedei nesina. Abul miu zok the toys nesrid. Abul bishem itzlosu bekach. In eno rotsu lakayim mitzvah zu v'torim chita achas v'kol akri. Nostan v'yotzem idei kivlo ela shalok kiyem mitzvas nesinu. Says the Tosis Rid, Yotzami de Tivlo, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. Poteres means that it will pata the Issa Tevel. It's mata the Issa Tevel. A kolshu is mata the Issa Tevel, but the mitzvahs nesini you haven't fulfilled unless you give him a davar choshev. Titan lo means that you have to give him a davar choshev, but Chita Achas can pata the Kri. It's Yotzami de Tivlo, even though the mitzvahs nesini has not been fulfilled. There are two elements, he says. There's the Hafrosha. The Tikkun HaKri Midei Tevel, and there's the Mitzvah Nesina of the Kohen. Chita Achas is enough to pater the Kri from the Yisra Tevel, but it's not for the Mitzvah Nesina of the Kohen. Yes?
Isn't the way that the Rabbanan Paskim a riot to all these points? Otherwise, where do they jump from 1/40th if it could just be anything?
So Chazal have a shear. You find there's a shear in Peah. The shear is 1/60th for Peah. So this shear of 1/60th, 1/50th, 1/40th, it's, you see, so Chazal have a little bit of a different shear for Trum. A little bit more?
A big field could be a lot more than less than the Shavakuta of nothing.
It could be a lot more, but it's only 1/60th, right? Uncle Sam gives, charges more than 1/60th.
I'm saying that's a lot. I mean, that's a big jump in the average field.
It's a big jump, but it's what Chazal felt is an equitable amount.
Right.
But even though the Torah says Chita Achas is enough, but Chazal says give more. You should give more. I can't explain where Chazal. I mean, the truth is Tosfos. If you want to know where the Chazal got the 1/60th, so there's a Tosfos Torah. It talks about it. It's learned from Sukkim, the Shishisam, it's a whole drush. I don't want to give you the complicated Tosfos, but take some time over Shabbos. Read the bottom Tosfos. You'll see Chazal darshaned it. There's an asmachta from a posuk. That's where they got the 1/60th and the 1/50th and the different shiur. Okay, but be'emes, it's what Chazal felt is the right shiur. So they gave an asmachta from the posuk. But be'emes, this is the shiur that Chazal chose. The Sefer Afike Yam, one of the Gedolei Achronim in Chelek Bey Simen Hes, he suggests that if you think about it, what the Tosis Rid is really saying is that Hafreshas Truma and the Mitzvahs Nesina are really two different elements. They're two different mitzvahs. If you were to say that it's all together, these are two parts to one mitzvah, then it's very difficult to believe that the shear for one is different than the shear for the other. Now, Fike Yam says it must be, according to the Tosfos here, there really are two different mitzvahs over here. And that's a major machlokas in the Rishonim. In the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Shoroshim, in Shorish Yud Beis, before the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam describes what mitzvahs he's an account in Tariag and what mitzvahs he's not. So in Shorish Yud Beis, the Rambam says that he's not going to count chalokim of a mitzvah as separate mitzvahs. He's going to count it as one mitzvah. One mitzvah. He gives the example. He gives va'asul yimikdash v'shachanti b'socham. There's a mitzvah binyan hamishkan binyan beis hamikdash. There are many kelim that they were chayav to build for the mishkan. Right? In Parashas Truma talks about all the kelim, the urn and the shulchan, etc. The Rambam doesn't count those as separate mitzvahs. He counts the mitzvah, the general mitzvah klolis of building the mishkan. He says the others are details. You can't count all the details, all the chalakim of the mitzvah. We count the mitzvah, we count the basic mitzvah, but all the chalakim are included within the mitzvah. The Ramban is not so happy with this. The Ramban, in his Hasogas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says that the Rambam does this a lot, that he counts multiple mitzvahs as one, because he really only wants to count the general mitzvah, and he's not going to divide the mitzvah into parts. The Ramban says the Rambam does this by Korbanos. He counts the mitzvah of Ola and the mitzvah of Shlomim, but not all the details within the Karban Ola and the Karban Shlomim. There are a lot of meisim there. There's a shrita and a halach and a kabbalah and lots of details. The Rambam doesn't count all that. He just counts the Karban Ola and the Karban Shlomim. Each Karban is counted as a different mitzvah. And the Ramban says that the Rambam also counts truma and challah as one mitzvah. Hafreshes truma and challah is counted as one mitzvah. No, the Ramban goes to the other side. Reishis hagez and its nesina to a kohen, the Ramban counts as one mitzvah. Hafreshes meiser and its nesina to a levi, says the Ramban, the Ramban counts as one mitzvah. V'chinoag b'truma, and by truma as well, the Ramban counts it all as one mitzvah. Hafreshes truma and the giving it to the kohen. Says the Ramban, I think it's difficult. I think the mitzvah's nesina is really a separate mitzvah. There's hafreshes truma and there's a nesina to the kohen. And they're two separate mitzvahs, he says, and I'll bring you a raya. Hafreshes truma gets a bracha, and yet the Gemara Menacha says that we only make a bracha on a maisa that's the Gemar HaMitzvah. We don't make a bracha on a heksha for a mitzvah. We only make a bracha on the end of a mitzvah. L'marshal, we don't make a bracha on asiyas ha-sukkah, afiyas ha-matzis, asiyas tzitzis. We're not going to make a bracha on these things. So says the Ramban, how does Hafreshes Truma get a bracha? According to the Rambam, it's not the Gemar HaMitzvah. The Gemar HaMitzvah is the Nesina to the Kohen. How can Hafreshes Truma get a bracha? It's not really such a kasha, because you could say that all the Gemara means is that you don't make a bracha on a Hechsher mitzvah. Hafreshes Truma is not a Hechsher, it's a mitzvah itself. Who says it's just a Hechsher to the Nesina? Maybe it's a mitzvah by itself, so maybe that's why the Rambam holds it gets a bracha. It's a mitzvah. The mitzvah begins, maybe it ends with the Hafreshes Truma, the Nesina Lakoin is part of the mitzvah, so then the Rambam should say that the Nesina gets the bracha, because that's the Gemar HaMitzvah, that's the Ramban's Raya. Hafreshes Truma is not a Hechshin, it's not a Hechshin. It's not a Hechshin, maybe it gets a bracha. Bedikas Chometz gets a bracha. Is that the end of the mitzvah? Beer is the end of the mitzvah, right? The bedika is the tchilas ha-mitzvah. Maybe the Rambam holds that the tchilas ha-mitzvah can get a bracha. A heksha doesn't get a bracha. Asiyas ha-tzitzis, afiyas ha-matzis, asiyas tefillin, that's a heksha. Asiyas sukkah, that's a heksha mitzvah. Maybe that doesn't get a bracha. The Rambam might hold that the tchilas ha-mitzvah can get a bracha. That's not what the Gemara Menachos was saying. The Gemara Menachos was saying that it has to be a mitzvah. It can't be a heksha. Sorry? Kedushin Tchila? Is it a Gemara? It could be a Gemara HaMitzvah. You're saying Nisuin is the Gemara. According to the Rambam, is Kedushin Hekshe? According to the Rambam, Kedushin is a mitzvah. Aye, so according to the Rosh, if it's only Hekshe, why does it get a bracha? What's the answer to that question? It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a Birchas HaShemah. It's a different kind of bracha. Yeah, no.
Are you saying in a different vein that similar to Shkita, that there's a bracha on the Shkita, even though it's only being misali to Isser, that same thing is true with Hafreshes Truma?
No, you're saying a different thought. You're saying if you're only misali to Isser, then it shouldn't get a bracha. So the fact that
you should get a bracha if you're being misali to Isser, even though all you're doing is being misali to Isser,
you can get a bracha. No, but the point that the Ramban is making is even if you are misali to Isser.
I'm defending the Ramban.
Yeah. The kasha of the Ramban is that if the Gemara Menachos says you only get a bracha on the Gemara HaMitzvah, so why should Hafreshes Truma be considered the Gemara? Why should you get a bracha? Even if you're misalik the Isser, but it's not the Gemara. Shchita, the Gemara is the Maisa Shchita. The Gemara is not the eating of the meat. Mitzvah's over once you're misalik the Isser. But the mitzvah of Truma is not over once you're misalik the Isser. Tevel, you have to give it to a kohen.
So it's not over once you do the...
According to the Ramban, it's not.
Isn't it extended to when you're eating the meat?
Manoshach, if it is over, so then according to the Rambam, you should need two brachas. You should need a bracha for the Hafresh and a bracha for the Nesina too. But there aren't two brachas. Right? The answer for the Rambam could be that it's the Tchilas HaMitzvah, and maybe we talk and make a bracha on the Tchilas HaMitzvah. The Ramban says, no, we only make a bracha on the Gemara HaMitzvah. So if the Hafresh is only the Tchila, right? If the Hafresh is only the Tchila, it shouldn't get a bracha. Must be, says the Ramban, that there really are two mitzvahs over here. There really are two mitzvahs over here. The Sina doesn't get a bracha anyway, so it's a little strange according to the Ramban. But that's what the Ramban says. His raya, the fact that you make a bracha on Hafreshes Truma, he says that's the raya that it has to be viewed as a separate mitzvah. You can't just say like the Rambam, Hafreshes Truma and the Sina Lakoin is one mitzvah. The Ramban says it's two mitzvahs. Zafi Afikayam, Tosus Rid must be following the position of the Ramban. You must assume that the mitzvah Nesina is a separate concept. And because it's a separate concept, the Shia doesn't have to be the same. The shear for the hafrasha is chita achas. The shear for the mitzvah mesina is titan, or it's a davar chasha. That's why the Tosas Rut is able to be machalik between the two, because he learned, like the Ramban, that the hafrasha and the mitzvah mesina are really two totally separate things. Josh.
In regards to the Gemara mitzvah, what would be the difference between the chilas mitzvah and the hafrasha mitzvah? How could that be read?
You have to know what the difference is. Right. When do we call something a hechsher? When do we call it a tchilas hamitzvah? It's not poshut.
No, see, I get the difference between the hechsher, but how would the tchilas hamitzvah still be fit for a bracha when the Gemara says gemara mitzvah?
What does gemara mitzvah mean? It could be what the gemara means is only if the asiyas hamitzvah is the gemara, meaning it's a mitzvah as opposed to just a hechsher. If we view it only as a preparatory act, then that's not the gemara. If it's part of the maisa mitzvah, that's called a gemara. We think gemara means the end of the mitzvah. Who says? Maybe gemara means the maisa mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. It can't be a hechsher, which is only a preparatory act. It's got to be part of the mitzvah. But it doesn't necessarily have to be the final stage of the mitzvah. Okay, so this could be what the Tosis Rid has in mind. That there really are two parts, the truma, there's the hafrasha, there's the mitzvah's nesina. And because they are two mitzvahs, therefore the shiurim could be different. According to the Rambam, it's very difficult to say that. According to the Rambam, if you assume that it's all one mitzvah, l'chora, the shiur should have to be the same. So according to the Rambam, you have to give one of the other two answers. Right? Either the Rash Mishantz, Lotosis and Psochim, right? Either Chita Achas, Patas, both from the Issa Tevel, and you can be Yotzi a mitzvah Nesina with Chita Achas with a Kolshu, or Fakaret, that you need a Davar Choshev for both for the Nesina and to part the decree from the Issa Tevel. Questions? Okay. The second half of the Mishnah over here, talking about Afrosha's Truma, says what? It says, Pichei Sassara Hosev Asar, Chumasa Truma. And the Gemara tries to bring a mocker for Shlichas by Truma. So Tosfos and the other Rishonim are troubled. Maishna Truma, Maishna, this kind of shinui in Truma, a change in quantity from a change in quality. We have a Gemara that says that if a shliach changed from the das of the balabais in quality, so then ain't Truma so Truma. What's the difference between the two? Piches asara, hosev asara, Truma so Truma, pirish bekunches piches shetorim echad mimem, bekoi piches abalabais. The yeshu v'arashim ipcha, the piches shetorim echad mishishim, bekoi piches atruma. You could slice it either way, right? Piches either means that you gave more, right? Tarm echad mimem. So you're giving more, but it's that you took away more from the balabais. You left less by the balabais. That's the piches. You took 1/40 as opposed to 1/50. Come the Eishon Farshim and say, no, ifcha piches means that you gave less truma, not that you left less with the balabais, but you gave less truma, you gave echad mishish. Bikomakom mashma says Tosfos, hechad the term mashliach afilu asa balabais v'amalo lohayi bedaiti lekach afilu achi truma asa truma. Either way you slice it, the truma is going to work, right? Piches or hosef asara works anyway. Kosher frek Tosfos the maishna mehada amar ha'amel shluchot seyut truma halach v'taram im amalo balabais kalechet zol yofes im nintzu yofes mehen truma asa truma v'im laven truma asa truma. What does the Gemara say in Bav Metzia that if a balabais tells the shliach tseyutro, and the balabais sees what the shliach was torim, and he says kalechei tzal yofos, oh, you should have taken better. So im nimsu yofos mehem, if their taka is better quality, then shumaso shuma, because we assume that the balabais really meant it. Should have taken better. He really wants to be torim by in yofa. He was happy with what the shliach did. So he's serious when he says you should have taken better. Imlav, ain't Shumasa Shuma. If you don't find your office, then obviously the balabais was being sarcastic, right? He didn't really want it to do that. Umuki lahasnu on the shavya balabais shliach. Vapi loachi, ain't Shumasa Shuma. Kemish lo pirish lo behedjah shemisratze liyofas. Says Tosfos, the Gemara is mamid, the case to be talking about a shliach. And nevertheless, ain't Shumasa Shuma. If he doesn't find Yafos Mehem, then ain't Shumasa Shuma. We assume the balabais was serious. He didn't. We assume the balabais was joking. He was not happy with the fact that he took Yafos. So it sounds like someone who's Mishana Midas Balabayis, the Shlichus is Botel, it doesn't work. And yet here it sounds like Piches Asara, Ohosif Asara, you're Mishana Midas Balabayis, the Shlichus still does work. Right, to harken back just a week and a half ago. Right? What's the difference in one case? A shinui in echus, a shinui in kamus, in quality, in quantity. It's stuff to sell bazak. Well, what's the difference? The Eish Lomer says, Tois says, the Hasaman of time, Lutishain Derev and Adam, Liver Hayafos Kedei Litro, Ela Habenani. It's not normal for people to take the office. You don't take the best quality. You take the medium quality. Since it's dark on Shel B'nei Adam, Litrum B'ayin Yafa, it's normal to be Torim 140th. It's not normal to be Torim the best quality. People take the medium quality. But it's normal to be Torim a little bit better in quantity. You have a little bit more. A little bit more is not so difficult. So that people do. But to be Torim Yafas, that people don't do. So because it's normal to be Torim Be'ayin Yafah, the Shliach can say, L'hochi imaraticho, v'italta daitcha, itzal daiti l'mashe imaraticho. He can say, I was omeid you, I estimated that you would want to do this, and you were mevatel your das to what I wanted to do. What is Tosis saying? So was the Shliach taka meshanami das balabayas or not? Did he change from the das of the balabayas or not? So l'chora, if he changed from the das of the balabayas, how does it work? Shliach sheshina b'shlichuso, shlichuso b'teila. If he was meshanami from the das balabayas, then the shliach is l'chashvi bata. But how can you say he wasn't meshanami from the das balabayas? He says the Balabais didn't want it. Balabais comes out and says, I don't want it. Right? So the Shliach can say, no, I was omeid that you'd be okay with 140. But the Balabais didn't have that in mind. The reality is he didn't have it in mind. But it still works. How does that work? If he's Mishami, that's Balabais, how exactly does the Shliach's work? So apparently what Tosis seems to be saying is that because it's within the realm, it's within the normal limits, the normal das of the Balabais, even though that's really not what this Balabayas had in mind, he was Mishane Midas Balabayas, but he wasn't Mishane Bishlichusa. That's what Tosis is saying. That even though this wasn't the Das of the Balabayas, it's not called a Shinui in the Shlichus, and that's why it's Chal. Tafrosh is not a Shinui in the Shlichus. It's a Shinui Midas Balabayas, but it's not a Shinui in the Shlichus, and that's why it's Chal. We just have to make sure that the shliach osa shlichuso. He did what he was asked to do. So if he's not mishana b'shlichuso, even though he's mishana from the das balabais, that's not a problem. Now how can that be? He's mishana from the das balabais, and yet it's not a shini in the shlichus? Yes, since it's dark on bekach, the b'nei Adam often give a little bit more. The shliach has the right to say, I was omeid you. I estimated that this is what you would want. And if that's an acceptable estimation, it's not called a shini in the shlichus, so therefore, the hafrosh is going to be chal. Moir the kachirish, the Tosis is saying. If you're talking about a shini in echus, so that's taka a shinui in the shlichus. That's a shini in the shlichus. It's not expected that the people are going to want him to change in that way. The balabai is not going to want him to change. So because the balabai is not going to want him to change, that's considered a shini in the shlichus. A shini in the shlichus, that's mevato the shlichus. You can't change in the shlichus. But if the shinui is not in echos, it's not in quality, it's in quantity. So even though he's mishana midas balabai, but there's no shinui in the shlichus. If there's no shinui in the shlichus, then the hafrosha can be chal. It seems to be what Tosis is saying. Questions? Comes to Tosis Arash. And he says almost exactly the same thing as Tosis, but with a nuance of difference. You've got to pick it up. Turn to page 2 in packet 5, please. The Russian Dibur Maskel Piches, the first Dibur Maskel is in the chorus. We'll leave me Khan till the later. He asked the Kasha from Bava Metzia. All different kinds of people. Since there are many types of people, Daito, his das is whatever the shliach does, it should be chal. The shliach can say, this is what I estimated that you would want, exactly the same as Rashi and Tosfos, that he can say, I estimated that you would want me to give a little bit more. So change of quality is different than a change of quantity. Here we're talking about a change of quantity, so here, chumas or chuma, but a change of quality doesn't work. If you don't read the Rush carefully, you think that he's mamish saying the same thing as Tosfos, but if you think about it, he's really not. He's saying something very different. What's he saying? Why does it work over here? Why is it not viewed as a shinui by a change of quantity? Whereas in Bava Metzia, by a change of quality, it is considered a shinui. Sorry?
The Baal didn't say anything.
The Baal didn't say anything. Okay. So was the Shliach Mishana or was he not Mishana? According to Tosis, he was Mishana. He was Mishana from Das Balabais, but it wasn't a shinui in the Shlichas. According to the Rush, was he Mishana or not?
No.
No, exactly. According to the Rush, it sounds like there's no shinui b'chalal. Since there are the Eschalukos, there are some who are Torim ba'ayin yofa. The fact that the Balabayas was not mefarish to the shliach how much to give, could have given him the shear. He could have said, this is the shear I want you to be torin. He didn't do that. Since he wasn't mefarish, Zokhti Rosh, Daito Shekol Ma Sheyas Shliach Yehei Osui. The das of the Balabayas is that whatever the shliach is mafresh, that should be chalas truma. That should be chalas truma. It's within the das of the Balabais. There's no shini bechlal over here. The shliach is allowed to be omed the das of the Balabais, omed with an aleph, right? He can take an omed on the das of the Balabais because it's darkened shel bnei adam to do that, to be torn by in yofen. And if he takes that omed, and if the Balabais didn't specify to the shliach what he wants, that he wants b'mida beinonis, and the shliach was mafresh by in yofen, that's part of the das of the Balabais. Not only is he not Mishana Vashlichus, he's not Mishana from the das of the Balabais either. Which really makes even more sense than Tosfos. I mean, Tosfos is a Chiddush. We explain Tosfos, okay? Right? He's not Mishana in his Shlichus, so therefore the Hafrash is Chal, even though he's Mishana from the das of the Balabais, but at first glance it's strange. How can you call that not being Mishana in the Shlichus if he's Mishana from the das of the Balabais? Tosis Pshat is really difficult. The Rush is a lot easier. The Rush is saying, of course this is going to be Chal, because there's no Shinui Bechlal. It's part of the Das of the Balabais. The Rush's Pshat works a lot better in the Gemara, because if you assume there's no Shinui from the Das of the Balabais, then of course it should be Chal. Tosis is a bit trickier. Jacob.
Doesn't Tosis say similarly when it says
meaning the shliach is recognizing that the das of the Balabais was not 140, but because you made me a shliach, that's the whole chiddush of the Gemara according to Tosfos. Because you, it's not the same. It's that even though it's not the das of the Balabais, I am allowed to do this. You're saying even though it's not your das, you're mevatel your das through the mean of shlichus. By appointing me a shliach, by allowing me to be a shliach, you are mevatel your das, since it's normal. If it's not normal, then you're not mevatel the das. But if it's normal, then you're mevatel the das through the minu shlichus. That's what minu shlichus is all about, according to us. The minu shlichus allows the shliach to operate in a way which is normal within the limits of what the Balabais may have wanted. So even though this Balabais didn't want it, he's mevatel his das because of the shlichus. And that's the point, according to Tosfos. Taka was Mishana from the Das of the Balabais. But the Balabais was Mevatel his Das because of the Shlichus. So since the Shlichus was not Mishana in the Shlichus, then the Hafresh is the Michal. The Rosh says, no, Fakar, since the Balabais was not Mefarish, it's not that he was Mevatel his Das. That is his Das. His Das is whatever the Shliach does, that is my Das. It's not that you changed from my Das. My Das is that you should be Mefarish 140th. If the Shliach did it, that is his Das. It's not that there's a shini from the Das of the Balabais, but yet it works because he wasn't Mishana in the Shlichus. I think there is a nuance and difference between the Rosh and Tosfos. I'm sorry, go ahead, follow up.
When You say Pichis Asara or Hosif Asara, isn't that like Mashmah that it's not the Das of Baal Bais, that he really wants it differently? But the Shliach, you know, did his own thing, and that kind of makes. That makes the Das of Baal Bais into the Das of the Shliach. Like, is there an afkamino between.
I'm going to get to it. I'm not, this is not semantics. This is very important, yes.
I don't know if that's what he's alluding to, but Lefi the Rush, why is it Dafka 10? And he said that it's basically you can trust.
Normal, it's got to be normal.
That's
10 with the estimate. What?
Tosos gives you a range, and because there's some that go up and some that go under, you have to, that's like Mashman, you have to stay within the normal thing. You don't know. But Lefi the Rush, he said, he's not changing anything. He's just saying, because there's. Random people that do everything.
It has to be dark and show the night. Oh, don't look at
also, I'm saying he doesn't say anything specific about some ups and downs. Everyone does different things. There could be a guy in town who does a ton.
It has to be a majority. Most people, dark and show the night. Dark and show the night means that, I shouldn't say most. Dark and show the night means enough. I don't know what the percentage is. Neither Tosas nor the Rush tell us what the percentage is. But it's dark and show the night, it's normal. Josh.
Doesn't say anything about anything.
Okay, are you? There's no set das of the Baal Bais. He has no mind. Right. You're saying the rush. No, again, that doesn't indicate that the Baal Bais doesn't have das. It just indicates he didn't tell the shlech what his das is.
Right, so therefore, it's more of a wide range.
Okay, but there are two ways of looking at it. That either it's part of the das of the Baal Bais, or no, it's not part of the das of the Baal Bais, but since the shlech was not mishana in the shlichus, so therefore the shlichus is going to be chal. What's the difference if it's midreita hin, it's midreita hin? Like, what is it? It's all the same. No, isn't it all the same? No, there's a very big difference. Very big difference between Tosis and the Rosh. And that relates to the kasha that the Achronim ask on this sugya. What is the sugya trying to do? We're trying to learn the mokar of shluchos shalom kamosa. How do you know shlichos by hafreshes trum? So, how does the Gemara open up? Before it tells us atem gam atem, it gives us a Mishnah. First, it has to prove that shlichus works by truma. Then, after you know that shlichus works by truma, then we have to find the source. Right? Step one. Step two. Right? What's the step one? Shlichus works by truma. How do you know that? It quotes a Mishnah. Amul shluchot say throne, toim kadas balabais. Im en yodea das balabais, toim de benesechon echamishim. Piches asar, hos vasar, chumas a truma. Three segments here to the Mishnah. Right? First, amul shluchot say throne, he's Torah. It has to be Torah the Das Baal Bais. Doesn't know the Das of the Baal Bais, Torah and the Beinonis. Piches Asara, Hosef Asara, Shem Asachim. Pekta Pen Yeshua and the Makna. Why do we need a whole Mishnah? You know, Trumas is many prokin. 11 prokin, isn't it? You can quote, you know, half a Trumas also. If you want it, you want to do Bekiyas, we can quote a few of the Mishnahs also. Like, why do we need the Sefer of the Mishnah? Do we always quote the whole Mishnah? Quote the part of the Mishnah that's relevant. You want to show me that there can be Shlichus by Truma? So quote the Reish of the Mishnah. That's the basic din of Shlichus by Truma. What do we need the Sefer for? Piches, Asar, Hosvaz. We need the Sefer, and then we need Tosis and the Rush to give me Pshat and the Sefer. Like this is Kiddushin. It's Shluchus Shalom Kamos. We're not learning Trumas here. Like, does it really matter? Why do we need the Sefer here? What's the purpose of quoting the Sefer? All you need is a source that Shlichus worked by Truma. So quote the Reish, and that's it. In reading the Gemara, the first question that should jump out at you is, why are we quoting such complicated... You know, once you figure out the Mishnah, you say, oh, okay, I got the Reish, I got the Sefer, I got that. But then you have to ask yourself, we're not learning Trumas here, we're trying to just learn Shlichus. Like, do we need the whole Mishnah here? Do we need to complicate the matter? See, what's the purpose of all of it? Comes the Machna and says, no, there's a big purpose. We're really learning the idea of Shlichus from the Sefer of the Mishnah. We're not learning it from the Reish. We're not looking at the Reish and saying, oh, that's the Mokka for Shlichus. Omele Shluchot Seyutrom Torim Kedas Balabais. That shows you that you can use Shlichus for Harfreshes Truma. So the Machna, no, that doesn't show us anything. Why? It sounds like Shlichus to me. I don't know. Ha'omer l'shlucho? No shlichus? What's going on here? Says the Makna, we know that Shulma is Nitelis b'machshava. You can be Torahim b'machshava. V'nechshav lechem shumaschem. No sinina b'tzadzeh v'ochel b'tzadzeh. So if you can be Torahim b'machshava, the Balabayis tells the Shliach to be Torahim. And the Shliach does exactly what the Baal Bais wants. He's Torin b'midah b'ainus, echa mechamishin. So who is Mafer Shimon over here? The Shliach is Mafer Shimon or the Baal Bais is Mafer Shimon? Tell me. Who is Mafer Shimon? Midah b'ainus. Was the Shliach Mafer Shimon? Comes to Mafer, in such a case, the Baal Bais is really Mafer Shimon b'machshava. Because the Baal Bais had a machshava that he wants the Shliach to be Torin, echa mechamishin, the normal amount. So the Baal Bais was really mafrish b'machshava, but the shliach simply designated the tvuah that's going to be true, the tvuah of the hafrush. The lashon of the matn is that the Baal Bais is torein. He does the kriya shem, as we say, the kriya shem. That's not you know the kari shemo b'yisrael. That's you don't say that by truma, but that's what it means. The kriya shem means the chalos truma. Kriya shem. And then there's Hafrasha. Hafrasha means the designation, right? Who's doing the Kriya Shem over here? Zabda Makna. In the Reisha, the Baal Bais doing the Kriya Shem. B'machshava. He says, I want the Shliach to be Tarim. That's it. The moment he says, I want the Shliach to be Tarim, and he has in mind the Echad Mechamishim, what's happening here? The Kriya Shem has been done. The Kriya Shem of Chumah has been done. We just don't know which Chelek of the Kri is going to be Chumah. Comes the Shliach and he does Hafrasha, he designates which Chelek of the Kri is going to be the Truma. That links up to the Kri Hashem of the Bailin. But the Heter HaKri, the Chalos Truma, right, is Chal B'Kri Hashem. The Bailin really did that Chalos Truma. So you can't tell me, you wouldn't be able to tell me that the Reisha of the Mishnah shows me that Shlichus works by Truma. What do you think in the following case? Let's say a Baal Bais goes over to his non-Jewish worker Pedro, and he says, "I'm going to be mafrish truma, mafrish truma. I'm going to say maybe Pedro knows mafrish truma. He's done this. He does this many times before, right? The Baal Bais is going to be mafrish truma, and Pedro is going to set aside whichever part of the Kriya is going to be truma. Does that work? At first glance, you tell me, come on." A guy can be a shliach. The more later on, on Mem Aleph Amid Beis is going to say Atem Gam Atem Ma Atem Bnei Bris Avshluchachem Bnei Bris. Ein shlichus l'goy. The guy can't make a shliach to buy the chametz from the rav. The guy has to be there with the rav. No shlichus for a guy. A lot of chametz and matzah here. Does that work by Truma? Ken Zayin, according to the Makna, that would work by Truma. If the Kriya Shem is being done by the Baal Bais, then I don't really need a Din Shlichus here. Right? The guy is doing just a Maisa Kof Balma, if you think about it. Right? The guy is not a Kof, but he's doing a Maisa Kof, right? Meaning, he's not doing a significant. That's a halachic phrase, right? Maisa Kof Balma means there's no halachic significance to that act. He's just setting aside. He's just, you know, monkey work, right? It's not that chalila. It's not that the guy is a kof, but he's doing a maisa kof. There's nothing significant about it. If I had a parrot who understood me, who could separate the truma, the parrot could do it too. There's no shlichus here. It's up to makne. So that's not the part of the mission that's showing me that hafrashas truma needs shlichus. What's the part of the mission that's showing me? It's safe. Piches asara hosef asara. Chumasa truma. It's a little bit of a change from the Das Baal Bais. And nevertheless, it works. It's a hafrasha. As the Makna, that shows me that shlichus works. Because what is shlichus? Shlichus shalom kamosa means amosa koach. I give a koach to the shliach over my kri, to the mafir shuma on my kri. That's a koach. He changed from the Das Baal Bais. Kevin the Das Baal Bais saw you b'pochos, havalei shuma. How do I know Kriya Shem could be through the Shliach, the Kriya Shem Truma can be Al Yedei Shliach too, not just the Hafrasha. From the fact that the Shliach can be Mishan and he does Baal Bais, and nevertheless it's Chal. The fact that the Shnei can mishanim das Baal HaBayis and nevertheless the Truma is Chal, that shows you the Baal HaBayis gave Koach to the Shliach, that shows you how Hafrashas Truma can be B'Shlichus. The Sefer is the key. That's why the Gemara quotes the whole Mishnah. Not just to pass time, but because the Sefer of the Mishnah is the key to show me how Hafrashas Truma can work through Shlichus. Because the Reisha wouldn't show me that. Because from the Reisha, I'd say there is no Shlichus over here. The Shlich is just doing a Maisa Kol Ba'alma. It's really that the Baal HaBayis is Mafresh Truma V'Machshava. But the Sefer, if he's Piches Ohosef Asara, then he's changing from the Das of the Baal HaBayis. Changing from the Das of the Baal HaBayis. How do I know it works? Must be Shlichus Shlomo Kamoso. The Baal HaBayis gives Koach to the Shliach. And since it's within normal limits, it's not a Shini from the Shlichus. Even though it's a Shini from the Das of the Baal HaBayis, it's not a Shini in the Shlichus, and that's where it's called. So it's the Sefer that teaches me how Hafrashas Truma can work through Shlichus. Question?
Why do
we need the Reisha? Nah. Reisha is the setup, but the point is, why do you need the complicated case? Once you have the simple thing, you don't need a complicated case, but if you need the complicated case, what, I'm going to start? Piches Asar. Piches Asar for what? Add a tenth, less than a tenth. I need to know the basic thing. I know, but here it doesn't make sense to quote the Sefer without the Reisha. Piches Asar, Hosef Asar, Shema Asar. I don't even know that the Baal HaBayis spoke to a Shliach.
The Reisha throws this off too, because we thought we were learning from the Reisha.
So what, you learned from the Reisha? The Makkah says we never thought you were learning from the Reisha.
The Arul Havmina was, oh, we learned from the Reisha, but we don't. That's not like Shlichus. Because we got the Reisha, we assume that's where we learned Shlichus from.
It doesn't throw us off. The author of the Gemara is just trying to bring a raya that Shlichus works by Truma. That's all he's trying to bring around. So he did it in a way that he was honest with us. If he only brought the Reisha, then we would look at him and say, you want to learn Shlucha Shalom Kamosa by Truma? You don't need it. We'd be bothered. So that's why he brought the Sefer, because from the Sefer you see that Shlichus works. So once you know that Shlichus works, then it's in the Reisha as well. Let's say the Baal HaBayis says, I don't want to be Tarim Machshava. I don't want to be Tarim Machshava. I want to be Tarim only Bedibur. And then he says, and you, Shmero, I want you to be Tarim. So is Shlichus working over there? Yeah, that is Midin Shlichus, because the Baal HaBayis says, I'm not going to be Tarim Machshava. But you don't need that, right? If you didn't have such a strange case, you wouldn't need Shlichus. The Sefer of the Mishnah is clear that Hafrashas Truma requires Shlichus, because if not, then the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. Question.
Not saying all that Tosos was saying like this, but maybe that's the last line of Tosos of the bottle.
Wait. Just ask me a kasha on what we've said till now. I'm going to get to the Russian Tosos in a moment.
About Mafresh being Mafresh to Machshava, the Baal could always then come back and say that I already was Mafresh a different amount. So therefore...
What Tosfos? Who Tosfos?
Tosfos said at the end of our Tosfos...
Bitalta daitcha eitzel daiti?
As in the Baal is coming in after and saying, the Shaliach just... it's telling me I gave more.
Right.
I'm Mafresh a different amount.
Right.
So we have to be...
No. The Baal HaBayis wasn't Mafresh. He has in mind...
He couldn't, we just said.
He could be Mafresh and Machshava, yes.
So therefore, a Baal could always say, and he didn't say a specific amount...
No, but once he made a shliach, if the shliach was not mishana mishlichuso, so then the shlichus is kayim. It's not bottle. So that's how shlichus works by Hafrashas Truma.
But then you have to answer the question that the Baal could always say that I was already mafresh a different amount because he has that right.
No, but if he makes the person into a shliach, then it's understood that the shliach has a koach. So the Baal is mevatel his das to whatever the shliach is going to do.
That's what I thought. Tosfos is saying that we're batel the Baal's daite because he could have done that. He really could be mafresh b'machshava, which he thinks he did. We're ignoring that.
Okay, I'm not. I hear what you're saying. I don't know if the vort of the makna is really munach in the words of Tosfos.
But
you're right in one sense that you can only say like the makna according to Tosfos. Right? Not that Tosfos is saying what the makna is saying, but the reality is the makna makes sense if you learn the Gemara like Tosfos, and that's really my point. That's where I'm going. Right? That if you learn like Tosfos, that there really is a shini midas Baal HaBayis, and then everything is gevaldik. Right? There's a shini midas balabais. But there is no shini in the shlichus. So the hafrosha b'machshava, there is no hafrosha b'machshava here. It's a change from the das balabais. The balabai is not the one who's being mafresh over here, because the balabai is, as you say, Akiva, only wanted 1/50th, and the shliach, let's say, is being mafresh 1/40th. It's a shini midas balabai. So a shini midas balabai, you can't say it's a hafrosha of machshava, because it's not the hafrosha the balabai wanted. Oh, but the chiddush of Shulchan Aruch Kamoso tells me that it works anyway. But according to the Rosh, is this a shini midas balabai?
No.
No. It's subsumed within the das of the balabai. Because it's Dakan Shabbanei Adam Bizchosola Hosev, so we treat it as though it's subsumed within the Das of the Balabai. It's not a Shinui, right? So if it's not a Shinui, so then we're back to square one. There's really no difference between the Reisha and the Sefer then. Both the Reisha and the Sefer are situations where the Shliach was Torin, Kedas Balabais. Sefer is a bigger Chiddush, but it's really Torin Kedas Balabais. And Be'emes, I don't need Shlichas for either one. It's Chav Machshav. Shouldn't it be Chav Machshav? According to the Rosh, even the Sefer should be Chav Machshav. Even the Sefer should be Chav Machshav. If this is your logic, right? The Sefer should be Chav Machshav. If we assume that whenever he's Torah Kedas Balabais, it's Chav Machshav, that's a big assumption of the Machna. That whenever the Balabais appoints a Shliach to be Torah, if it's Kedas Balabais, the Shliach is not really being Torah. He appointed him, but he's not really being taught. The shliach is doing hafrosha, he's designating. If you assume like that, that even when the balabais makes a shliach, the shliach is not operating unless he's changing from the das of balabais. But if it's within the das of the balabais, it's not midin shlichos. The hafrosha is chal b'machshava, it's as if the balabais was mafresh. If that's the case, then according to the Rosh, it really is no difference between the Reish and the Sefer. They're both cases where he's torim kedas balabais. Admittedly, the Sefer is a little bit more of a chiddush, but it's still kedas balabais. So it should be chav. It should be chav b'machshava. So where do I see shlichas anywhere? Over here. The whole pshat of the makna is assuming like Tosfos that piches asara or hosif asara that tak is a shini midas balabais, and that's why I need the parasha of shlichas to tell me that it's chal. Because once the balabais gives his car to the shliach, then it's tak is going to be chal. But according to the Rosh, the Reish and the Sefer are still the same. So if you're willing to posit this chiddush, then whenever the balabais makes a shliach to be mafresh truma, if the shliach operates within the das of the balabais, it's as if the balabais was torim b'machshava, he was korei shem b'machshava, so then we're back to square one. There's really no difference between the Reish and the Sefer. Author of the Gemara, right? Why did the Gemara have to bring me the Sefer of the Mishnah? So comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, no, there's a totally different reason. I'm not saying that the Pnei Yeshua is beholden to the Rosh, but the Rosh is beholden to the Pnei Yeshua. Right, the Pnei Yeshua could learn like Tosfos too, but according to the Pnei Yeshua's pshat, we have a mokum for the Rosh too. What's the pshat that the Pnei Yeshua gives? Why do I need a sefer? For a different reason, a simpler reason. Not because every time that the balabais is torein, not because every time that the shliach is torein kedas balabais, it's like the balabais was korei shem b'machshava. No, come on. He made him a shliach. Once he made him a shliach, so he pulled away. Right, he took a step back. The balabais is not being torim over here. It's the shliach is being torim. Yeah, but in the reisha, because the balabais wants his creed to be nitkan, right? He wants the iser tevel to go away, so he would want the shliach to be mafresh echam echamishim, like normal people, right? So if he wants the shliach to be torim, then that's a schus for him. Zochin la'adam shlo b'fanah. It's a schus for him. Piches asara hosef asara. Right, if piches asara, if he took away from the balabais, right? Either way you interpret, right? One of the cases where he's taking away from the balabais. How do I know that when he takes away from the balabais and there's a tzad chova that the balabais didn't want, right? How do I know that that works? The fact that if he's torem echam echamishim, he's torem b'midah beinus, that works. So that's not such a chiddush. That's zochin l'adam shlo b'fanav. I don't even need the parasha of shlichus. The parish of Zechiah is enough. I'm doing something that's a schus for the other person. The Pnei Yeshua says, I know some Rishonim hold Zechiah as mitam shlichus. It's really like shlichus. So it might be like shlichus, but it's a different concept, right? From the Reisha of the Mishnah, I wouldn't necessarily know the concept of shlichus outside the realm of Zechiah. I would say that if it's a schus for the balabais, then shlichus works. But if it's not a schus, then shlichus doesn't work. The parish of Zochin will work. That's what the Reish is teaching me, Zakta Pnei Yeshua. But comes the Sefer and says, even where there's a Tzad Chova, where he's taking away from the Baal Bais more than the Baal Bais wanted, nevertheless, the Hafrosha works. That teaches me that Shlucho Shalom Kamosa by Chuma. Because that couldn't be Zochen. The Reisha has to be Zochen, but the Sefer can't be Zochen because it's a Tzad Chova. So the Sefer definitely teaches me the concept of Shlichus by Chuma. So that's why that the Gemara had to quote the Sefer. This Pshat can work even according to the Rosh. Because the fact is, even if it's within the das of the Baal Bais, but it's not really what the Baal Bais wants. Even if we say that the Shliach wasn't Mishan and Midas Baal Bais, and he's Piches Asara or Hosef Asara, because it's within the limits, but we know it's not what the Baal Bais wanted. It is a Chova for the Baal Bais. The Baal Bais really wanted Echad Mechamishim. So if it is a Chova, I take a need the Gzeres HaKosuv, Shlucha Shalom Kamosu, by Chuma, to teach me that this works. But from the Reisha, I wouldn't know that, because I'd say, Zochen Ladam Shlom Afonov works by Chuma. A Zechiah can work by Chuma. That's a Zchus for the Baal Bais, but this is not a Zchus for the Baal Bais. He doesn't really want it. But it's included, since he wasn't the Farish, it's as if that is his Das. It's as if. It's a Ke'ilu. But the reality is, it's a Chova, because he really wasn't thinking that way. So that's why I need the Sefer to teach me the Parish of Shlucha Shalom Kamosu, even by Chuma. Okay, we'll stop here. Let me just say it briefly.